Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Good evening, everybody, everywhere, those that are tuning in live, whether you're listening via the phone lines, whether you are on the internet, for those that are in our chat room, those that will even listen to tonight's broadcast via the archives, welcome, guys. You have just tuned in to Destiny Empowerment Radio with your host, your homegirl, Sharice Riley. We have a new show we're launching tonight. I know you're saying, wow, Sharice, another new show. We just had a new show yesterday. Well, I know you guys know I come on Tuesdays, but I'm mixing things up just a little bit. So on Tuesday nights now, instead of having these long, drawn-out shows, you know, listening to other people and all of those good things, Tuesday night is going to be our business edition. Tuesday will be just for you. That's right. So every Tuesday night for 30 minutes, we're going to have Recreating Your Life, the business edition. And I'm so super excited to be bringing you guys some tips and some tools that's going to help you be able to take your business, your life to another level. That's right. So tonight, I want to talk about, you know, a topic, and I want to teach you guys how to do something. So I want you to go with me here. Just go with me for a little bit. And I know you guys are probably saying, oh, Lord, we know, Sharice, this is going to be crazy. So just stay with me. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking, which is something that we're going to talk about as well. So tonight, I'm going to teach each of you guys how to kiss. Yes, I'm going to teach you how to kiss. That's right, K-I-S-S. Now, see, some of y'all, I want y'all to get your mind out the gutter. I'm not talking about actually kissing, like my lips to your lips. I'm going to teach you how to K-I-S-S. Keep it super simple. Say it with me. Tonight, Sharice is going to teach us how to kiss. How to keep it super simple. One of the things that we tend to do in business is we overcomplicate things so much. Overcomplicate everything that we're trying to do in life. We overcomplicate the ideas that we have for our business, for our brand. We overcomplicate it. And because we overcomplicate things, something that literally probably should take us 30 days to launch, it ends up taking us 30 years to get off the ground because we put all of these obstacles in the way. Well, I got to have this and I got to do this and this has to be done and I have to have that before I can do this. So we fool ourselves into thinking that we need all of these different things. We put all of these obstacles in our way, not obstacles that are just there because that's a part of life, but we make our own obstacles. We place those obstacles strategically in our path when we're going towards anything in business that's going to give us financial independence, that's going to help create a legacy. We end up crippling ourselves because our mindset has not been shifted to realize that what we need to be successful is extremely simple. You want to know how I know that? Okay, let's look at it like this. So let's look at it like this. So look at when you do the charts of the wealth charts of people that are still working, people that are working for themselves, people that are independent, and then you equate that to the charts of individuals that, you know, once they reach a certain age, how many of them will, you know, basically be living in poverty and how many be wealthy. No matter what chart you do, when it all boils down, at the end of the day, you'll always have 1% of people, that's it, that has had that aha moment, that understands the law of average, that understands how to work smarter instead of harder, that understood and figured out how to kiss in order to, instead of them chasing money, instead of them working to make money, have figured out and learned how to make money work for them. They've learned how to kiss. So my job and my goal during these 30 minutes every Tuesday night is to give you different tools and tips that will help you not only kiss better, but to help you transition from that 99% of people into that 1% group. Because I want to see each one of you all successful, and I want to see you financially secure and financially independent. So today we're going to talk about something that I think is a much needed topic. And I say that because when I look at the people that listen to our show, the type of people that we attract, one of the things that I know we attract is we attract a lot of entrepreneurs. And we also attract employeepreneurs. So employeepreneurs, if you've never heard that term, those are a group of people who are still tied to corporate America, but they also have a business on the side. They just have not either have not gotten to the point to where they can walk off their job and completely, you know, walk into their own business, or they enjoy what they do in corporate America, but they also have a passion for something else, so they're doing both. So we basically target those, you know, individuals that are in corporate America or that are just sole entrepreneurs. And one of the struggles that I hear all the time, I'm in a lot of different groups in social media, different circles that I run into, everyone is trying to put a product out there. Everyone is saying, oh, you got to have a product, you have to have a product, you have to have a product, you have to have a product. Well, the thing that I've seen, I've been to many events, I've been a part of many events where I've spoken, or even events where I've attended. And even though you may have a product, okay, if there is not a demand for your product, then what's the point? Going to say that again. If there's not a demand for your product, then what's the point? So when you are working your business plan, not only just working your business plan, but when you are formulating your business and you're trying to move towards financial independence to where you can rely 100% solely on your business, there are some things that you need to have in place. So one, right now I'm going to target this information towards my speakers, towards my coaches, basically towards my speakers and my coaches. Reason being, because as a speaker and as a coach, many times we get invited to speak on different platforms or to share our knowledge in different platforms, whether it is sharing it on a webinar, sharing it at an actual event or a conference. And sometimes when we do these things where there's no compensation. And what do I mean by that? Meaning that there's no speaker fee being paid at all. So is that a bad thing? It really depends. Now, if you are being asked to speak somewhere about an organization that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they have the funds in order to pay you what you're worth, then yeah, that's a bad thing. But if you're just starting out, in your speaking industry, in your coaching industry, even though you may have the experience with the years of experience that came through education, the years of experience that came through life, the experience that's come through maybe working through corporate America. But this is some of the first gigs that you're getting the opportunity to put your message in front of. There's a couple of things that you have to do. So some of the reasons why in developing a product, you can have a book. You know, I know many people that have written books and their books are still sitting only on their shelves. There are many people that have put together training material and that have webinars, and maybe one or two people show up to those webinars and no one buys their product. So there's a reason for that. So before I move into that, let me explain to you a little bit what supply and demand is. You guys know me. I'm kind of a geek when it comes to certain things. I like to give you actual definitions you know, so you understand. So supply and demand is the amount of a commodity, product, or service that's available and the desire of buyers for it. So the supply and demand, once again, is the amount of a commodity, product, or service available and the desire of buyers for it. Okay, so I want you to have an understanding of what we're talking about tonight. How do you create a supply and demand for what you're being offered? How do you create an income for yourself when it comes to being a coach or being a speaker? How do you get your ideal client and get in front of them? How do you put together your program and your webinars? How do you make the money, the back of the room sales? I heard something from one of my coaches, and she's also a friend. Her name is Donnell Winningham, and she's absolutely phenomenal. And she said something to me one day that really not only just blessed my socks and blessed my spirit, but it completely changed my thought pattern and my thought process. It was during the time, it was late last year, it was right before coming into 2015, and you know, we were getting ready for Recreating You Dallas event, and you know, we had some people that were buying tickets, but at that particular time, we didn't have a whole lot of tickets sold at the time. And I was sitting there and I was kind of frustrated. I'm like, you know, I know that there's going to be a wealth of knowledge at this event. I know that the speakers that I lined up, you know, are subject matter experts in their field. I know that somebody's going to be helped. Somebody's going to walk away from their empowered. Somebody's going to walk away there with a new leash on life. Somebody's going to walk away with an aha moment and going to immediately implement the information that they've received from one of the speakers, and their business is going to skyrocket. So what is wrong with these individuals that they're not, you know, coming? Why won't someone pay $40 for a ticket or $45 for a ticket? I couldn't understand it because I knew the information was valuable. And I talked to Danielle, and she was like, well, why are you charging in the first place for people to come? Now, listen, now this is a two-sided thing, because I'm not saying that you should not charge for your event. But what I am saying is you have to understand your market. So in this particular market where I am in Dallas, you have to get acclimated. You know that there are certain things that have to come into place. There was no demand for what I was trying to supply at the time. So when there's no demand for what you're trying to supply, you have to create that demand. And the way you create that demand, you have to get creative. So she said to me, she said, well, Sharice, she says, check this out. She says, you know, maybe do a smaller event. She says, let people come for free. She says, share the information. She says, when you know you get on the stage that it's over. She says, when you get yourself out there and people get to know you and get to know what you possess and how you can help their lives, people are going to buy your product. And I'm like, wow, that makes sense. So there were six things that I realized that was lacking in me. One was, how do I expect anyone to purchase anything from me, whether it's purchasing a ticket to my event, purchasing a ticket to my vision board party, purchasing my book, purchasing me as a coach, purchasing my training material, or even paying me to come and speak at an event if they don't trust me? And you say, well, what do you mean trust you? Well, you gain trust from a person when you get to know an individual. So when you don't know a person, how can you trust that person? So something has to take place. So what I realized had to take place was that I had to build a reputation. Nobody is going to buy anything from you. Nobody's going to buy anything from someone that they do not trust or that they doubt. So here I am. I've been speaking for over 18 years in corporate America, in ministry, as well as on my own. I've perfected my craft in a lot of different areas. I know that when I get on a stage, I could command it and all of those things. But the majority of the speaking that I did was on the East Coast. So here I am. I'm in Texas. I'm in Dallas. I'm in a new city. And even though I've been here for years, the one thing that I had not done is that I had not yet gotten out and got myself coined as a subject matter expert in the field for the events that I'm putting on. So how do I then expect people to buy in to what it is that I'm trying to offer if I've not built a reputation for myself? So how to create supply and demand for what it is that you're trying to offer to build your business, to build your brand, to get your product out there and make your product the number one product that everyone wants. The first thing that you have to have into place is you have to build a reputation. You have to become that subject matter expert that it's on, your name has to be on the lips of everybody when it comes to your subject. If you are the king or queen of relationships, when anyone thinks about relationships, you are the person that they should be thinking about. If you are the king or queen of leadership, of organization, when someone thinks about organization or thinks about leadership, you should be the person that comes to mind. If you are a person that knows how to, you know, help people that want to invest in real estate, or you are a person that understands what it takes to become a speaker or how to become a coach, you need to be that subject matter expert in that field to where you are the go-to person, to where everybody is whispering and chitty-chatting. See, that's the time that whispering is good. That's when you want people whispering about you. That's when you want to hear people saying, shh. Have you heard about her? Girl, have you heard about him? Ooh, girl, yeah, honey, your next event, this is who you need to have come speak. Your next event, this is who you need to have her there. You have to create a reputation for yourself that says that when this person shows up, not only are they bringing the fire, but this person is dropping some real wisdom and knowledge, and the success rate of the people that have actually put to action, what this person talks about, the success rate is phenomenal. You know, you have to build a reputation. So one of the ways of building a reputation for yourself as well is as you're doing events, even if they're free speaking gigs, what you want to do is at the end, you want to get testimonials. Something as simple as getting an index card. They come in different colors. Going to Staples or Walmart or Walgreens, picking up a pack of index cards at the end of your event, you're passing those out. And, you know, you're telling the crowd, hey, guys, you know, what I would like, we would like some feedback on what you received from, you know, this my time with you. On the front of the index card, if you can just write one or two sentences, a testimonial about what you received, what you like, just to help give us some feedback on what we can do to get better. And on the back of the card, how you want your name to appear on our website or on our blog, and just date it. At the end, they turn that in. You'll only have about 1% of people who won't do it. But 99% of the people will oblige you. They'll do that. When you get that feedback, majority of it is going to be really good feedback you're able to use. If you have a website, if you have a blog post, if you have a Facebook page, create a place there for testimonials that people can go as you're promoting your website, as you're promoting yourself and your business and your field. It's very important to not toot your own horn, but let other people toot your horn. That helps build reputation. It helps build your reputation big time. Okay? The second thing that I realized in this is that you believe in magic and think your product is going to sell itself. Sometimes we feel like, well, hey, I'm talking about, you know, finding your purpose. Everybody's trying to find their purpose. So I know if I just put that on the flyer, everybody going to want to hear about that. So it's just going to magically happen. I'm going to magically end up with clients. I'm going to magically end up with customers. I'm going to magically end up with a packed house. Well, when the first thing I have to do and understand is that I got to understand the problem. If you don't know someone's problem or need, you can't help them. And you sure can't sell anything to them. As entrepreneurs make money solving problems. So you're talking about purpose. But what problem concerning purpose are you solving? You're talking about relationships, but what problems with relationships are you solving? You're talking about leadership, but what problems in leadership are you solving? You're talking about real estate, but what problems in real estate are you solving? You're talking about spirituality, but what problem will you solve for that individual? Okay, so the better you solve the problem, the more money you can make. And what do I mean by that? So when I say, hey, this is what I do and this is what I help people accomplish. So I teach people how to take their passion, mix it with their purpose to create a profit. Well, I just saw three problems. Number one, I saw the problem of letting them know that their passion is relevant. Number two, that their passion can be tied to their purpose. And number three, I saw the problem letting them know that, hey, your passion and your purpose can create the life that you've been destined and that you desire to live. I can teach you how to make money with it. Because who doesn't have the problem of needing more money except that 1% that we're not a part of yet, but we're striving to be there. And even those that are that 1%, you know, not that they need more money, but that 1%, they're not going to turn it down either. Okay? So they're not going to turn down that money at all. That 1% is going to, you know, they're always looking for different ways in order to increase their financial income. So you have to solve a problem. You've got to build a reputation, and you have to make sure what you're marketing, how you're marketing yourself, is a tool that is going to, you know, solve a problem, meaning that you have to understand what the problem is for you to be able to solve it. And I'm going to give you one more tip. So I'm only going to give you one more tip today, and then on next Tuesday, I'll give you the other three tips because we don't have enough time. And that was the reason why I wanted to make this only 30 minutes long, because why? When you begin to talk business and you begin to give out business strategies and tips, our brain can only consume and hold so much. And I want you to be able to take this. I want you to be able to begin to utilize these tips, put them into practice, begin to kiss each one of these. Begin to master your kiss. The first one, building a reputation. Nobody's going to buy anything from someone they don't trust or they doubt. Two, understand the problem. If you don't know someone's problem or needs, you can't help them, and you sure can't sell anything to them. Entrepreneurs make money solving problems. The better you solve them, the money you make. The third tip that I going to give you tonight is asking for feedback. And what do I mean by that? So if you care more about making money than solving a problem, which is ironic because you make more money when you solve a problem. So if your mindset has been warped to where you're caring more about making the money than you are with helping the person, then that's going to be an issue. So you have to ask for feedback. Don't create a product or service that you think people want. Quickly build a minimum viable product, launch it, then get as much feedback as possible so you can develop it into something your audience loves. What do I mean by that? For instance, you know, helping people mix their passion and their purpose to create a profit. So, putting together a small webinar about that on steps of how I can help that person do that. At the end of that webinar, I market that webinar, all of my social medias and all of my networking events that I go to. I get people to attend that webinar, which is free. And at the end of that webinar, for those people that's looking to move forward, I said, okay, what areas in your life do you need help in achieving this? Do you need help on understanding your passion or how your passion can create a profit for you? Do you need help with, you know, the purpose side of it? Or do you need help with the profit side of it? So I put something together, and when I put it together, I then send it out there to the people. And as I present it to them, at the end, I then ask for their feedback. Why is feedback important? Feedback is important because when you begin to fine-tune your product to package it up for the full launch of it, you want to make sure that what you're giving out is exactly what people need and what they want. Because when you give what a person need and what a person want, they're going to be quicker to buy. And not only are they going to buy, then that's when people are going to start referring you to other people. So build your reputation. Understand what the problem is and ask for feedback. So we have a question in our chat room. We have a question that says, when you are branding and building a reputation, where do you truly begin when wanting to get out there and attract like minds? Well, first of all, branding has everything to do with you. Okay? So that's first. Branding has everything to do with you, meaning that branding is who you are. You're packaging you, okay? You're packaging yourself up, your ethics, your morals, your integrity. That's you in a box. So when you're actually working on putting yourself out there or putting your brand out there, okay, you have to, in order to attract people, like-minded people, you have to first understand who your people are. In other words, I know many of you all have heard this term on social media a lot, tribe. You have to know your tribe. So you have to understand who the people your brand is targeted for. So if your brand is leadership, for instance, the thing that you need to do is start doing some research on different leadership groups that are on social media. Start inserting yourself inside of those leadership groups. You know, that's how you begin to attract those people, because as you put little blurbs out and you put information out, begin to find ways to network. And what I mean by that, join your local chamber of commerce, begin to insert yourself, you know, as a leadership guru. You know, when it comes to entrepreneurs or people that's trying to launch their own business, hey, I'm an expert in leadership and organizations. I teach entrepreneurs that are just starting out to be entrepreneurs. I teach them how to, you know, make that transition from being an employee to being an actual entrepreneur and how to organize their business the right way to be more effective. So when you begin to coin yourself as that, as you're branding yourself and you're attending different networking events, networking socials, a lot of them are free. Go to meetup.com, look at some different meetup events, go do some networking, get some business cards, begin to pass it out, and open your mouth and begin to talk. Because as you talk about who you are, and I don't mean talk in a braggadocious way, but as you go to these different events and you're passing out your cards and you're networking with people, it may not be that one individual that you talk to right then. It may be, they may know someone that says, hey, like today I met a lady today that said, hey, Sharice, you know, I really like what you do. I know someone that's looking for a speaker that speaks on the subject that you speak on. Now, I've never heard you speak, but I've seen some of the posts that you share in our group, and I really like those posts. I would love to refer you. So you have to get active. So building your reputation, you have to have a social footprint. People have to be able to see what you're about. They can see it on your website, on your personal blogs. They can see that on your social media pages, what you talk about. They see that. They see what type of content and what type of weight you're bringing. And from there, people will begin to engage you. And instead of just always posting, for instance, on Facebook, instead of always just posting blogs, post open-ended questions that require people to respond. That gets people's attention, and it requires them to actually respond to that question. Well, guys, thank you for your questions and your comments. That's all the time we have for this particular episode of Recreating Your Life, the Business Edition with Sharice. You have about 60 seconds left in today's broadcast, and I'm super excited about what we're going to be doing on Tuesday night. So I want to give you some quick announcements before everything shuts off. As you know, on Monday nights, we have a new show, The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And starting on Sunday, March 29th, we have another new show alert. We have Keeping It Together with Montavian Morrow. Phenomenal. It's going to be a show all about relationship, love, and intimacy. And I promise you, if you have a question or you're struggling in any three of those areas, you don't want to miss that show. So, and on Tuesdays, we're going to give you your business tips and all of those great things. For more information about what's going on with the show and what's going on with our brand, visit our website at www.destinyempowerment.com. And if I can't leave you with anything else, I leave you guys with this tonight. In business and in life, it's so important to learn how to kiss, how to keep it super simple. When you keep it super simple, you can take your business to higher heights. This is Sharice. Until next time, guys, be blessed.